Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
Let me ask you this question. What's in a name? Names are important, and today we want to introduce you to a man whose name can change your life. That name is a challenge to the whole world.
This name is the name Jesus. No, today's program is not about religion. It's about a man who came to bring the greatest message to a world looking for answers, real answers.
Who is this Jesus, you may ask? Is he just another famous person among millions of others? Down the centuries, that name has become world famous. To some, his name is used as a swear word. To others, he's just another historical figure. One thing is certain, he's the greatest man who has ever lived.
You could ask, what's so great about this Jesus? Well, first of all, the Holy Bible speaks of him with a reverence that only belongs to God. It calls him the Word at the beginning of John's Gospel. Now, that book opens with these words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word." That means Jesus is God.
As we look around us and across the world, we see that we're in big trouble. We're constantly looking for peace. But the Bible puts our world into this category when it says, peace, peace. But there is no peace. That means we're forever wanting peace, but somehow we're constantly at war with ourselves and those around us.
In a few moments, we'd like to share something about Jesus. It's in the form of a poem by Doris Roulton, and it shows explicitly just who he is and what he did.
What do you know of Jesus? Is he just a name? Or do you truly wonder why to earth he came? The Bible tells about him how he laid aside his glory, born of God by virgin birth, told in the Christmas story. But how do we know that this is true? It was prophesied of old and very many years before this great event was told.
God gave us a Messiah and salvation for mankind. Jesus was the one his Father had in mind. Jesus grew in love and grace, perfect in word and deed, and waiting for God's chosen time to sow the gospel seed.
Now Jesus started teaching God's love for fallen man. He came to be man's saviour, according to God's plan. Jesus' perfect life was given as a sacrifice for sin. It opened up a path to God and gave new life in him. Telling God we're sorry, then trusting in his Son, is all we ever need to do, for Christ, the victory's won.
So, now you know of Jesus, the message clear and plain. Accept him as your Saviour, then you'll be born again. Born to live eternally in perfect love and peace, forever with the Saviour, where joy shall never cease.
God's salvation for mankind is the theme of the Bible, and God's message is, look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is no one else.
In John chapter 14 in the Bible, Jesus said this to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, 2170.